Milt Stegall, maybe the greatest receiver the CFL's ever seen. Definitely the all-time leader. Analyst now on TSN joins us now. Milt, how you doing? Have you ever eaten Ovaltine?
No, and I was just listening to that conversation. I mean, I was all natural. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't judge anybody for what they put in them. But my thing was eating healthy, getting some good rest, and staying in shape. So that was my thing. But Ovaltine, I thought that was for old folks and babies, right? I thought that was for bodybuilders.
I was surprised. Did you ever drink V8 juice?
You know, I drink a little V8 juice.
Oh, wow.
A little V8 juice. Tomato juice. I drink those things, yeah.
Tomato. See, V8, I just can't do it. I've tried. It's just not my thing. But tomato juice I like, sure. V8's gross.
Right.
V8's is really for senior citizens. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, at the age I'm at right now, it'll be prune juice.
So. Yeah, true. Well, hey, that'll keep you working and flowing very nice. So, what should the receivers across the league start drinking, Milt? Because I've seen more drop balls this year than I have in any other season. What's going on?
I'm about to invent some stick'em juice or something because these guys, it's pretty bad. And I think that's part of the reason why, we haven't seen the typical CFL games and fast where, you know, high scoring, big plays and all that stuff. So hopefully we get back to it because that's, you know, we don't want to see these low scoring games. That's not what the CFL is all about. It's all about high powered offenses, scoring a bunch of points, you know, sometimes being down by 21 points with the last 3 minutes, being able to come back because of the way the last 3 minutes were played. So the way things have been going, it was okay first half of the season, but hopefully the second half is a lot better.
When you see guys constantly dropping, is it lack of ability? Is it lack of concentration? Are we kind of maybe in a downturn as far as quality receivers right now in the league?
Well, I think it's a combination, and I was just telling somebody the other day that, you know, the quality of receivers is just not what it used to be. And catching is one of the most simplest and hardest things. A lot of times guys take it for granted. They think, well, this will be an easy catch. And I always tell guys, you approach every single catch like it's the most difficult catch in the world. You know, you look it all the way in, you focus, you don't run until you actually have it tucked away. But I mean, we're dealing with a generation now who takes things for granted. They think things are, should be given to them. So maybe they're not just working as hard as they should. But this age of receivers that we have now, we have some who are playing well, but just not many. Just not in the CFL. We should have guys, at least 15 guys, you know, on pace for 1,000 yards, and that's definitely not the case right now.
There's, you know, it's funny because it seems the quality of other positions has gotten a lot better, but receivers haven't. And do you have any explanation, from a college level? Is there anything going on in the development of receivers?
Well, you have to look at it. We had some extra roster spots added, and a lot of those spots, especially for the Americans, they were either like a DB or a linebacker. So now you have actually some substitutes who can come in and spare some guys, get in and give some guys some rest. So that's part of the reason. And it's just now the receivers are thinking it's all about speed. The thing is, as long as I'm fast, I'll be successful. And if that was the case, you'd have a bunch of track stars out there. They're not working on catching the ball. They're not working on their route work. They're all talking about speed, 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 speed. And it's just not all about speed because it's just not too many times where you're just running deep routes. You have to work on those intangibles that make you a great receiver. And a lot of guys, they just aren't doing that. They just want to be fast, and they think that's going to get them over.
Now, Milt, I know you're still a proud Bomber. What did you think of the signature jerseys of the Bombers?
Well, I think my colleague Chris Schultz said it best, and he said blue without gold is just blue. And I know that's simple, but, I mean, that's it. I know some people like them. I know the younger generation, the maybe, 16 to 25, they like them, and I think that's who they're marketing towards. And I know they're fashionable and all that, but just being from the old school, it's just not my cup of tea. I won't say they're bad, but it's just not my cup of tea. And you look at the other uniforms, you look at Ottawa, and you look at Toronto, and it's almost like a cookie cutter thing. It just basically just changed the colors. But it's all about making money. And I know the younger crowd, they like them, and they're going to go out and buy them. And I mean, that's the bottom line.
Milt Stegall joins us. When you look, we're pretty much at the halfway point of the season. Who do you think is the best team right now and why?
I would have to say Edmonton. And it's not too the other two teams, Calgary and Saskatchewan, they're not too far off, but Edmonton is just so dominant on defense. You know, Calgary and Saskatchewan, they play some good defense, but the way Edmonton plays on defense, it's the way they beat the last game, and the way they beat Montreal, the way they beat Toronto this last game, they just pound you so much in the first half. And teams, they try to balance it out in the second half, but it's just not enough time. And it's almost like they're taking their foot off the pedal. But they're just so dominant on defense, it's going to be hard to beat them. And I know their quarterback, Riley, may be out a little bit, but as long as you have a quarterback who's in there and he's not creating – not turning the ball over, the way their defense plays, it's going to be hard for them to be beat by anybody. It'll be interesting to see what happens these next two games against Calgary, but right now I would definitely have to say they're the best team because of their defense.
Well, their defense has made every offense look ordinary, right? The only game they lost was because they gave up 17 points on special teams, basically. Odell Willis, Milt, looks reborn in this defense. It looks like it's just schematics. This is a defense that works for a guy who's great at blitzing the quarterback, and last year they wanted him to be too worried about being in one area on the field and preventing the run. Is it that simple, or what else are you seeing that makes this defense so good?
Well, I think it's a combination of that. You know, Odell Willis, he's a pass rusher. And when you say, okay, Odell, this is what we want you to do. We want you to get after the passer. He gets off the ball so fast. It's just truly amazing. I mean, if you ever saw it in slow motion, the second that ball is snapped, he is moving so much faster than everybody else. And Odell Willis knew he had to have a great training camp. He had to have a great year. You know, Chris Jones, he comes from that Don Matthews philosophy where you need to go out there and play. You need to make some plays, and I don't care what you did last year. I don't care what you did yesterday. You need to make some plays right now. And Odell was a little intimidated, a little scared by when Chris Jones came in because he knew he had to do his thing. So he's doing it right now. He's having a great year. He's having fun. And like I said before, I think he understand what it takes to be a professional athlete. He's always been a great athlete, but he's being a professional athlete now. I think he's taking care of what he needs to take care of on and off the field. And I think that's why he's playing so well right now.
TSN analyst Milt Stegall joins us. Milt, the Bombers, you know, the Eskimos, people thought they'd be better. The Bombers, not many people expected because of a rookie quarterback. They're 6-3 at the halfway point of the season. Now, I know that all the teams in the West, their records aren't going to continue to be this good because they're going to play each other. But what are you seeing about Drew Willey? Does he remind you of any other quarterback coming up? And, you know, is this a guy that you feel, you know, will put Winnipeg as a legitimate contender in the second half?
Well, it's possible. The thing you have to look at Winnipeg is when they win, they get help from other phases of the game besides just scoring on offense. You know, they score on special teams, they score on defense. Drew Willey, he's a great quarterback. He's going to be even better. The one thing they have to do, they have to protect him. He's been taking the pounding, but he stands in there. He makes plays. He's resilient. You can see that the way he's brought his team back in the fourth quarter numerous times. So that's something you can build on. But they have to find a way to protect him because it's difficult for them to win games if they're not scoring on offense. And that's been the case for them. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get there. But they have to find a way to protect him if they want him for the long haul. Because when they protect him, he can produce some big numbers, but if they don't, they're going to have to find some other ways to score, and that's what they've been doing in their victory. So I like what they're doing with him. I like what I see out of him, and he looks like he can be a quarterback for the next decade for the Blue Bombers.
Going to the Eskimos offense, and kind of what you just said about Winnipeg mirrors a little bit about Eskimos offense. If their offense was even consistent for a lot of the part, they would have crushed teams because their defense is so good. What do you see as lacking in the Eskimos' inability to put points on the board for touchdowns?
Well, I think the big thing is they need to find a number two receiver. You know, Bowman's having a great year. I'm for sure they would love to get Stamps back. But they need to find a number two receiver. I like the Lawrence guy. He's versatile. I mean, he's played receiver. He's played running back. But the big thing right now, they need to find somebody who can complement Bowman. Because, I mean, besides him, there is nothing. You saw that Ottawa game. They shut him out until that fourth quarter, and he came on strong. And he was able to help him out, get, you know, win the game for him. But they got to find a number two receiver. Somebody needs to step up. They have some good young talent, but somebody needs to step up and say, okay, I'm ready to finally come out of my shell and help this team win some games. And I think that happens. I mean, they're pretty much unstoppable because of their defense, but if they get that offense going, it's going to be hard for anybody to compete, not only beat them, but even compete with them.
Milt Stegall joins us. Milt, the Labor Day, you were part of it for a long time, Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, and, you know, it's a great rivalry, Edmonton and Calgary, especially the West ones. Hamilton, Toronto is getting back now that, you know, they haven't skipped it. Just talk about the buildup leading into it, and for rookie players, you know, how different is the intensity? And, you know, do veterans have to talk to the guys about, man, you got to be ready. This game's going to be different than the previous eight.
Yeah, it is totally different. it's a fun experience. And I know my last maybe 6 or 7 years, you know, we would take the bus, and it got to the point where we couldn't even stay in Regina anymore. We had to stay out in Moose Jaw because the hotel was right in the center of everything, and we wouldn't get any rest. But this is a different atmosphere. You have to understand that if you go in there and you get down early, you're not going to win the game because those fans get behind them and those players feed off of it. It's like the college atmosphere. You know, they have their band playing. All these activities are going on. You have to go in there right away and get that crowd out of the game. If you can do that, you have an opportunity of winning. But Winnipeg, you know, in the past, I think, 10 years, they haven't done that too much, and they haven't had much success there. So they have to understand, especially those young guys. They have a lot of young guys. They have a lot of guys who've never played in that game before, really don't know the magnitude of what they're about to get themselves into. But so hopefully the older guys explain to them what's going on. This is just not a regular season game. Yeah, it's the most important game because this is your next game, but you'll never plan anything like this the rest of the year. So they have to understand what they're getting into.
Milt, as always, good to catch up with you. I appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot.